Hi, I'm Daniel.
Hi, I'm Scott.
And welcome back to our show.
It's our show. It's our show. It really, really is our show.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can always count on you to sing over the intro there with no thought given whatsoever as to whether you are, you know, in tune with the music or not. And I feel like people think that I just, oh, this is a standard podcast where we add things in and post. But no, I was playing. You were hearing me play the music.
Very early on said, please don't sing while the music theme music is on because it sounds bad. It does this. And once you say that to me, darling, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sing every fucking time that the theme music comes on. What you got on your head, Daniel?
You know, I've been having a lot of fun with the folks that thinks that the vaccine has magnetized them.
Oh,
have you seen these people?
Yeah.
Well, the truth is that we are basically sweaty human beings, the lot of us, and things will stick to our head. So I've just been, you know, going around just like going like, I'm magnetized. This credit card is sticking to my head. And
yes.
I'm really.
Did you ever see the debunking? It was an Asian television show where they had Magnet Man and he could make irons and plates and stuff stick to him. And they had James Randi on to debunk this. And all he did was put baby powder all over the guy's chest and nothing would fucking stick to him anymore.
My favorite James, we were talking, of course, about the amazing Randi, who I believe.
Amazing dead James Randi.
Has passed away, yeah. He came out late in life, but.
Yes, very late in life.
But the amazing Randi, who is.
One of us. Google.
Loved
gobble,
to.
Google
he had a standing $1 million prize if you could prove any kind of psychic or paranormal activity.
His foundation, and still his foundation still does.
Yeah. And one of my favorite was on Johnny Carson when he had one of those Russian psychic guys on. And unbeknownst to the. Because, you know, Carson was an amateur magician.
Yes.
So,
I did know that.
So he brought Randi on to confront the guy without the psychic's knowledge that was going to happen. And just all the excuses that the psychic gave, because he would move a pencil just by moving his hands way above the pencil, he would cause it to move. And so Randy's like, okay, well, you know, since you're using your mind, then you probably wouldn't matter if we, you know, put peanuts, like little plastic, you know, styrofoam peanuts around it, because, you know, I could just do that by blowing on it, you know, so I know you're not doing that, but I could. So if I put peanuts down around this, then you should be able to move it without moving those. And he tried and he couldn't do it. He's just like, oh, the styrofoam is interfering.
The negativity.
Yeah, it's interfering with my psychic power. So
yeah baby.
How you been, Scott?
Well, you know, I've been upset and terribly nervous and because I
Why
have to get my I have to go to the dentist tomorrow and get my teeth cleaned. The appointment that's been turned. I can't even. That's been canceled and rescheduled, and because of my dentist's mother's death, and now everybody in his family's alive. So I have to go in and get my teeth. I hate it, Daniel. I hate it so much. It affects. Drew helped me a lot.
Oh.
Drew would say to me. Craze, he'd say Craze, because that's the nickname that we call one another, Craze. Don't ask, don't tell. Mm-hmm. He'd say to me, Craze, oh, yes. It isn't today. So it's not today has become a lot for a lot of things, because I'm a chronic worrier. It's just part of the, it's all part of the wonderful package that is Scott. Is anxiety, depression, worry, all of that stuff. It's fun to be around me. It really is. It's a joy.
I know.
I know. You've experienced it several times firsthand and oft times secondhand.
I played the wrong song. I meant to play this for you.
Oh. Drew has often said to me, baby, you lonely? Roll over and show me the bottom of your feet. Oh. Son of a bitch. Why not? Long time to the refrain, Daniel. Long fucking time to the refrain.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. So we're just going to listen to this whole fucking thing? Okay.
All right, here it comes. Here it comes.
Yes.
Wait, here it comes, Scott. Just in case you're curious. Here it comes right now.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, was it worth that walk?
So worth it. Yeah, you're going to the dentist tomorrow.
So Drew said to me, it's not today. And that I have used that as a mantra in several situations of when I'm worried about something or concerned about something coming up. I say to myself, it's not today. But you know what? It's running out. And it won't work tomorrow morning, so I get a little nervous using it even tonight. It's not today, Scott. It's not today. You're not going. And I know that a lot of people are saying to themselves, self, they're saying, it's just a teeth cleaning. But I'm always expecting the worst, where it's going to be, well, we need to give you x-rays, and because you haven't had x-rays in them.
Right.
And oh my gosh, look at all, you've got 18 cavities that showed up overnight, and we're going to have to fill those with a jackhammer because we don't use the super high speed drills anymore. We just go for power.
I don't think that's actually a thing.
Well, anyway, so now, enough
isn't
about
this
it.
This dentist that you go to, isn't he one that does the sedation dentistry?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he does not do sedation dentistry. I went to this dentist after not being to a dentist for 45 years.
Yes.
And he actually talked me off the ledge with it. Difficult talking off the ledge because his accent is so thick, I only get every third or fourth word. Maybe that's why it works.
This was all chronicled on your old podcast.
I had an old podcast.
Vera Speaks, .. For real.
For real, yes. Which is gone. It's obliterated. It is no longer...
No
available on the world wide web.
Longer available.
So that's, you know, when you ask me how I am, that is the burden that I am bearing myself, and it's all I can think about. And I'm just waiting till about 6 o'clock when I can flood my bloodstream with ethanol, and I will not feel for a while until the morning when I cannot say it's not today, because it will be today, and it's that's where I am. Daniel, how are you, darling?
I'm doing excellent.
Oh fuck! Can you pretend that you're not?
I'm doing
burdening you.
Well, I am upsetting my boyfriend quite a bit.
How come, Daniel?
Because my life is now just 24 hours a day YouTube videos about campers and campgrounds and different. I found this channel. On the YouTube.
Yes.
I found this channel on
YouTube.
Called Fate Unbound.
Fate Unbound.
And it is a couple, a straight couple that has a, you know, they're full-time RVers. They camp and everything. But here's the important part, Scott. They have the exact same trailer that we just bought.
Oh, wow.
So
you
I
can
have
call
been,
it a rig now because you're officially,
that's right.
You're officially
so
a
I have
rig
been
owner.
Consuming their videos because all of the upgrades that they've been making to their rig that they've videoed and everything, I'm like, oh, I could do that in our rig. I could make that upgrade. So I'm very excited. And so I've been watching. We're trailer twins with the Fate Unbound crowd.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
That's very. But why is that annoying?
Oh, because every time, you know, Zach doesn't like to binge watch things. He doesn't like to, he's just kind of sick of it. Because I really do just, I'm so excited about the camping. It's driving him nuts because I'm just like, and we can go this weekend, we can go here. And then this weekend, I'm trying to find out if we can get into this campground on this way. And he's just like, I don't want to camp every weekend.
Oh.
Which,
does
you know,
he sound like that?
No, but he has a point. He does have a point.
As I said in our pre-show, which you can hear if you join our special club called Level 15.
Level 13.
13. I went two more levels up. Isn't that sad? Here comes my boy.
Hi, Howie.
Hello, sweet Howie. Level 13. Level 13. Level 13.
Oh, and we can report that Eunice is back in the studio.
Yes, Eunice is back in the studio in her position. She is my supervisor, my practical nurse. She's laying down in her corner with her padding underneath her, and she's doing excellently. And the reason she's there is because this is the first day since the incident almost a month ago, where she has been allowed to go up and down the stairs without being on a leash.
Tonight is the first night that Drew is not relegated to sleeping on the floor?
No, actually, that happened about a week ago.
Oh, good.
Because she was... that when she went to her follow-up, they said she can now go up and down the stairs, but she has to be on a leash so that you keep her going very slowly up and down the stairs. Today is the first day she's allowed to do it by herself. And what does she do? She came up to be with me. And if that isn't the sweetest fucking thing you've ever heard. Anyway, you can join level 15 by joining level 13, which is our wonderful club. And all you have to do, you can hear the post in the pre-show. And that's what I was going to say, because I remember where I parked my bike. Yes. You can listen to the post in the pre-show and have all other kinds of perks, including a Discord message board where we can chat back and forth.
That's right.
All you have to do is send us an email. Our contact information will be at the end of the program. Just send us an email and we will allow you into our secret handshake club, level 13, level 13, level 13. Not to be confused with level 15, which is a porn site.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, where I parked my bike.
I was late posting the pre and the post show this week, and it was Adam Burns' fault. I just wanted to point that out.
Drinking game. Every single fucking thing that goes wrong is Adam Burns' fault.
For the second week in a row, Scott.
Yes.
He didn't upload his audio files. And so I sit down to edit and I do things in batches. So I'm going to edit this and then I'll edit the pre and the post and post all these things. And then I sit down and no file. And then I have to text him and I have to wait for him to go, "Oh, I'm sorry." And then, you know, so.
I find from listening to his personal journal podcast, which is called The Geeky Gay.
Yes, available at thegeekygay.com.
Yes, and he talks about his life, and we listen 5 days a week. I found out if you press the right arrow key on your keyboard just as his podcast begins, you can get past that disgusting fucking music that I want to just shit all over, and he starts talking right away. If you press, because it goes, I guess it goes about 5 seconds forward, and so it drops in on my life, and you listen, and I don't have to listen to "Daddy, you're not fucking around," whatever that shit is. Anyway, I'm
the
still
indecipherable lyrics. Yes.
Yes, where I parked my bike.
Go ahead, please, return to your bike.
As I said to you in the pre-show, which you can listen to if you join level 13, level 13, level 13.
Yes.
I said I have a prediction that Mr. Zachary Taylor Jones is going to, after a couple of trips in your RV, he's going to fall in love with it. And he may be the one saying, "You know where we can go now? You know where we can go here? We can do this now. You know where we can go?" I predict.
I hope.
Okay.
I hope you're right. Because we're going to.
Do we have
to...
any emails or voicemails or anything like that? Look, I'm running the show as if it were my hosting duty.
Did you want me to stop talking about what I was talking about to go and look and about these things? Is that
no? I'm talk about Darla.
Of course I can't do two things at once.
Oh my God! Look at you got nail holes in your hands and everything.
Let's see, Elvis.
Not a damn thing.
I do not see any voicemails.
Oh
wait, no, I do. But that was June 17th. Did we already play this one?
My guess is yes. If it, is it from Scotty Batla or Scott from up north?
Yeah, it's probably from Scott up north.
Okay, yeah. So we don't. Nobody
do
likes us. Everybody hates us. Think we'll eat some worms.
We do have a contest that we need to draw a winner for. winner chicken dinner. Let's see.
What's the prize, Daniel?
The prize is you get to be an audience member right here. On this very show.
Isn't everybody an audience member, Daniel?
Yeah, but you get to be in the audience as we're recording the show.
Are you saying that they will be joining us via Zoom to actually watch this abomination before God be spewed into Audacity and whatever recording software you use?
Yes.
Son of a whore.
And I'm trying now to get to the list of, we sold quite a few raffle tickets. All in all, the makers of fine furniture. We raised, I want to say, $1,100 for Stroke Boy for his...
Pretty fucking fantastic. Yeah. Everybody being very generous, especially you and Adam. But when we do charitable work, we don't talk about our charity. We keep it quiet because that's what Jesus would do.
All right. So we are going to, let's see. We need to come up with a random number between 1 and 600.
Wow.
100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 550, 650.
Between
1 and 650. And of course, there's only one way to do that, as I'm sure you're aware.
How do we do that? With a random number generator?
No, we would do this with the big wheel.
Ah, the big wheel. It's spinning. It's rounding upward. It's almost, it.
It landed, 33.
33, and who might be?
Let me get back over to this other screen here. I have a feeling I know who it is, but I don't want to say it until I believe it is Zombie Girl TJ.
Oh, I love her.
Zombie Girl TJ. Congratulations. You get to be an audience member here on the program.
You get to join us on a Zoom call. And I'm going to dress up pretty, so nobody will recognize me.
Okay.
Zombie Girl TJ.
Zombie Girl TJ. Did you want to do another one, or did you want to have two people?
Why?
Okay, then we won't.
No, I think that Zombie Girl TJ will be the princess of the day.
Okay. So
she can't be queen because that's our job.
Yeah, pretty much. So Zombie Girl TJ, if you want to get in touch with us, drop us an email. I know you have our email because I've gotten an email from you before. She sent me a dad joke, which I shared on this show. But yeah, send us an email and tell us when you would like to join us, and we will make sure that you get the Zoom invite. We normally record, you know, on Thursday.
Even though today is Wednesday. Last week recorded on Friday.
Right. We record around 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time on some day of the week. How's that?
And our girl TJ is, I believe, lives in Seattle or on the outskirts of Seattle. And so she's going to be in my time zone. So we're going to have to figure out.
She might have to wait until the Pride 48 weekend when we record late.
Yes, but she's going to get to join us when nobody else
That's true.
Does.
Anyway, so I was driving my boyfriend nuts.
I was driving my boyfriend nuts.
And
I was
in
playing
the process,
with his big butts.
In the process, I ran across this.
What did you run across?
You're just going to keep doing that, aren't you? Just going to keep.
I will do that until the day I die.
I ran into this really.
And now finding that it annoys you means that I'm going to do it even more than I normally would.
I ran into this very cool resource online.
A cool resource online, eh?
From a YouTube channel called Full Time Gaze.
Full-time gaze, G-A-Z-E or G-A-Y-S?
G-A-Y-S. And what they are doing is they provide gay campground reviews.
Oh.
So they are full-time RVers, but the thing that they have on their Facebook group that is an invaluable resource to me, they have a Google Map add-on kind of thing. Anyway, it's every gay campground in the United States and Canada that they are aware of and where they are on the map. So I can see on the map.
Gay friendly or gay run?
No, these are gay owned. And gay runs. These are gay campgrounds. There's a couple of them.
I wouldn't think there were that many.
There's a well. Here, I'll show you the screen. Let's see.
Are you going to share a screen? That means, ladies and gentlemen, our lovely listener, this is probably going to crash, and we're not going to be able. You're not going to be. You don't. I've checked my speed. My speed is well over 100.
Okay,
so
you're
it's
fine.
Not
you're
me.
Fine. Are you see? Do you see the screen?
Well, that's very East Coast. What do they call that? East Coast.
And I'm I'm curious about that. Yes, it is very heavy. It's East Coast heavy because...
No, but that's not the word. What East Coast... It's an E word, I think. And it's not eccentric. It's very East... whatever. It's East... That's huge. There's one in Arizona and none in California. Is that what you're telling me?
That is what I'm telling you. That there are no gay campgrounds that...
That was a pretty sound.
That was email that I came in from work. That was a work email.
Oh.
That was a work
email. Do they not come over to my side of the country? Do they just hang on your side of the country?
No, the...
You know, I'm seeing your screen, so if this is a personal email, you better stop sharing.
It was work. I was just muting the tab. I am unaware. So this is a question I wanted to ask our folks, our listeners out there.
Our listener.
Are there gay campgrounds in California? I'm unaware of
there
any.
There must
these,
be.
But
this is unbelievable that there would be... okay, ladies and gentlemen, all two of you who are listening to us right now.
Yes.
Daniel is showing me a map that of the United States where there are those little teardrop, colored teardrop, upside down teardrop things that show where gay, what are they called?
Pins, map pins, little pins.
Well, they look like, don't they look like an upside down teardrop?
Yeah, it's like colors? Google map pin, yes. Okay. If everyone uses Google Maps, they know what they're
you
talking
should, about. You should feel unbelievably fortunate that we don't live really close to each other, because I swear I'd stop the podcast, I would get in my car, I'd drive to your house, I would come into your recording studio, I'd slap you across the face, I'd get back in the car, come back here and continue the show. It's an upside down teardrop looking thing that there are, I don't know, 50 of them or more on the East Coast, up from Ottawa, Canada, down to Miami, almost Miami, Florida, Texas, the 40, gay Texas.
48 of them, and there's one, don't forget the ones up here in Canada, so there's one in Alberta.
And then the only thing on the West Coast of both, I should say, of America, the West Coast of America, there's one in Alberta and two in... borderline, there's one and looks like it might be in Washington.
It is, and then there's British Columbia, and then this one is in
Washington?
Yes.
Granite Falls, Washington. Yeah. Okay, but there's nothing, there's one in Arizona.
Yes,
that's crazy. This has got to be. You need to talk to get them on the phone right now.
So and here, here's my thoughts.
I'm much too vehement about this too. My energy's way high on this.
But here's my thoughts, and I'm curious. This may be correct because I know that the West Coast is replete with BLM land and all kinds of national preserves out there that you don't have to pay to park, you know, to camp. So like you
that's
can go
Bureau of Land Management, by the way. Yes. And it's you can park your butt there for a certain amount of time for free.
And I'm wondering if that it just tamps down the viability of a private campground in the West. I don't know. It's just that they're just not advertised very well. So if you know of a gay campground anywhere in the Western part
of
the United
States.
Where
you can park your RV.
Yeah,
not just where you can pitch your tent, but park your RV.
Yeah, an RV park, yes.
Here's what I cannot believe, that there isn't something around San Francisco that isn't gay owned and operated. However, and I say this, but this was what? 2008-ish?
Mm-hmm. So 12 years ago.
Or more. I'm so fucked with dates. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But back then, so it may have been different. Wherever Drew and I traveled, there was never any RV place that owned and operated by gay people. None at all. And we, of course, were exclusively the West Coast of California. West Coast, yes. Well, it has an East Coast. The West Coast of California. No, it doesn't have an East Coast. It has an Eastern boundary.
Unlike Florida, which has both.
The dick of the country. Right. It's a big penis sticking. It's dripping on Havana is basically what it is. It's...
But you can see here on this map, no one else can see it except you, but you can see here on this map, this...
Oh, look at you zooming in.
This is the campground that we go to, and this is right where my hand is right here, little hand is where we live. So, it's a short little jaunt up the road, and the one that I'm going to go to later is this one down here, which is only a couple hours away, so...
Why, you may have said this before, but why did you settle in Plant City?
So I was born in Plant City.
I did not know that. This is news.
Yeah, I was born in Plant City. So that's just the biggest town where I live here in Valrico, So I live close to Plant City, but not in Plant City. Yeah, no, I was born and raised in Plant City. My dad.
Did you say yeah, no?
I did.
What does that mean, yeah, no?
My dad, when he graduated.
The famous champagne popper opener?
That's right. When he graduated medical school, he was in Mississippi and he was started.
Did you drop a syllable?
That's how they say it. It said Mississippi. That's the appropriate way to say it.
And the appropriate way to say it is Mississippi?
Mississippi. Mississippi. So my dad was born in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Did he say Mississippi?
Yeah. So the
point you're trying to emulate your dad by saying Mississippi?
But one of his...
Mississippi.
One of his classmates. I couldn't think of the word.
It's Mississippi.
One of his classmates... Who happened to be a very good friend
someone
of his.
Someone who went to school with him in
Someone who I am named after.
Oh, that's how close he was to this classmate.
Yes.
Practice
here in Tampa. And he told dad, hey, you should check out, there's a hospital being built in this town right east of Tampa called Plant City. And they're looking for family practice folks there. At the time, they didn't have family practice. It was called GP.
Yes. I'm older than you, so I remember these things.
So dad went to Plant City and fell in love with it.
Why is it called Plant City?
It is named after Henry B. Plant.
There's actually a name. Okay.
Yes, he was a railroad magnate in the 1800s, so he owned a lot of...
Oh, so he got the vaccine.
Exactly.
So everything
stuck to him.
Magnetized to him.
No, I got there. I followed you there.
COVID. Mm-hmm. COVID.
So I am telling I think the thing that will push Zach over... If anything's going to...
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way. The only thing that will push him over is we're going to go to Fort Wilderness August 13th.
At Disney's
Fort Wilderness. So they have a lovely campground there. Everyone has always said just amazing things about the Fort Wilderness campground. I think we will enjoy... It certainly will be the cheapest weekend at Disney that we spent, because normally you spend about $300 or $400 in hotels to stay at Disney for the weekend. Our Friday, Saturday at Fort Wilderness is only going to be like $230 after tax. So $230.
For how many nights?
Friday and Saturday.
I can't remember what they used to charge us, but.
Well, I mean, Fort Wilderness is the more, like most of the other campgrounds we're looking at are in the $40 to $50 a night
range. Yeah, that's what I remember. Yeah.
And cheaper if it's on a weeknight. So since we're primarily on the weekend, those are when the higher rates are, obviously.
I'll be very interested to hear your experience after you have visited Fort Wilderness in this way and also having your own little contained home. It's a wonderful thing when you don't have to do anything. If you have to pee in the middle of the night, you don't have to go to the bathhouse unless you want to go to the bathhouse, which is a different story altogether.
It's a different story. The problem
there
is...
You get up and you pee.
Yeah. The problem with going to the bathhouse to pee is not fun because there's gravel all over those campgrounds. So you have to put shoes on because you can't walk on the gravel because it hurts your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's very, very annoying.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that
Zach, the Lego maniac, will find the joys, the true joys of RVing.
I am hoping
very,
so.
Very different than tent camping. Extremely different than tent camp.
I set our first trip. I believe I told you last week. I'm hoping that you're right. But I just wanted to get this off the Trello so that we can wrap this thing up.
Off the Trello.
I set our first trip, which I had told you last week was going to be July 9th, the weekend of July
9th. Which is our
anniversary. It is, exactly. Mm-hmm. But today when I made the reservation, I started panicking.
Oh.
And so I made it for July 8th through the 11th instead of the 9th through the 11th, and I'm going to tell you why.
Daniel, why did you make it the 8th through the 11th rather than the 9th through the 11th?
I suddenly developed
like I'm lisping.
Yeah, it does. I suddenly developed Adam Byrne syndrome.
Oh, God, that's awful. They have a cream for that now.
I'm hoping.
A salve.
All I could think of was, oh, my God, everyone shows up to the campground on Friday to check in. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be there first time towing a trailer. I'm going to block the road. I'm not going to know how to get it in. It's like, there's going to be people honking behind me. There's going to be like, well, get the goddamn thing into the, and I'm going to panic. I'm going to hit a tree or something, or take out, God forbid, take out somebody else's RV or something. And so I was like, you know, it's only an hour away. If I just went up Thursday after work when there's less people checking in, I can take my time, park the rig, and then come back home and work here Friday. And then we'll just leave after work on Friday and go back up to the campground where the trailer's already at.
I think that is incredibly wise. And I mean that from my heart.
Thank you.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you're going to need a little practice. You need a little practice right this very minute to get that sucker in it whole. You know, you can't just lube it up and stick it in. It takes practice.
That's right. Now, where did you practice? I'm being told that I should find a mall parking lot.
That is something that has been said quite a bit. That, you know what I did is how I practice.
I'm dying to know.
We rented one and I drove it. And the first one I banged into a bridge, and the second one I tore a hunk out of the tire by driving too close to the mountain on Big Sur because I was so afraid of the other side of falling down the mountain. I damaged a few in my learning how to do it, and I never did the mall or anything. I became not incredibly proficient at it. There was still backing that thing was a C by the C by the C-U-N-T to try to back that fucker up. But I learned how to do it, and I got semi-proficient at it. Was never, ever super comfortable behind the wheel, ever. The most comfortable driving is when you're on the highway and you don't have to do anything. You're just going in one direction at one speed, and the only thing you have to worry about is braking if someone brakes in front of you. And you're always in the slowest slow lane, so people aren't impatient behind you, although people are assholes, so they get impatient no matter what. But what I think what it is, and it may be different for you, but there's a heightened awareness when we drive our cars. It is so you can drive 8 miles and not even remember the 8 miles that you've traversed because you've been thinking about something else and your mind is somewhere and you've driven 8 miles and you don't even realize it.
People listening to this podcast right now might have been in that situation in their car right now.
Exactly. The two people that listen, one might listen in the car. When you are, or let me speak for myself. When I was driving Vi, our rig, which was a 34-foot baby, when I was driving her, I was never in that place of, oh, we just drove 10 miles and I don't even remember it. I remembered every mile, every incident, everything. And I'm very, very cautious of one of the things that you need to do. You probably won't need to do this in a truck because your truck is the width of a truck. It's normal if you're driving a truck. When you're driving a huge rig that's very, very wide, you can't center yourself in the center of the lane because the right-hand side of your rig is going to be hanging over into the other lane to your right. So what you need to train yourself to do when you're driving something that wide is to put yourself, your body and your steering wheel as close to the left-hand line of the lane that you can. And that's really unnatural from driving a car. You center yourself in a car. You can't center yourself in an RV, but I don't think you're going to have that issue with a truck.
Yeah. My truck centers itself. So
that's true. Yeah. And except you can only do one of those things at a time, because if you do them both at the same time, it's very annoying because the steering wheel, you have to wiggle your steering wheel. And it's
a whole thing. It's almost like you listen to what I said. It's amazing. Thank you.
It's shocking, but there are moments when you do say something semi-interest, not great. You know, there's never a profound, oh my God, really? Tell me again. Never that.
Yeah. No,
but
no.
There's occasionally a, oh really? Yeah.
That
so
kind of a thing.
you will get used to it. And, okay. And it will become easier and easier for you. Backing it is going to be interesting. But you got a knob for that.
Yeah, I do have a knob. Now, there's a thing here on the Trello for you. I don't know if we want to do this or not, because we're kind of at the point that we need to start wrapping up. And
okay.
I don't.
You know, it's truly a very simple question.
Okay.
I have always seen, and once again, I'm so computer.
Yes.
And we can't say retarded because that's not politically correct anymore. So correct. I computar, I don't know what, I'm a lame. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm lame with computers, technology. I'm just an old man. I turned into my fucking mother with a... I don't want a push button phone. I like to dial. You know, just whatever. I need my beeper. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have always seen... Do you want to network this computer? Are you on a network that do this? Is this part of your home network? Yes. And I always ignore it. I click no, don't go away, whatever. I don't. Here's what I want to do, and maybe you can tell me how to do it.
Okay.
If I am writing a document up here, a story, a book, a document. There it is, the document sound. That's me.
Yes.
And I save it. Let's say it's Daniel's story.
Yes.
And I save it up here. I've gotten, you know, 3 or 4 pages. Mm-hmm. Now, I am on my computer in my office that you set up for me, Mr. Man.
Yes.
Sitting over there in Florida.
Yes.
You set this up for me and left your Diet Coke right here on this very, very desk.
It's still sitting there today.
It's still there in memoriam.
You refuse to move it. Yes.
I'm waiting for you to come back and move this goddamn
Diet
Coke.
You will come back and you will remove this. If only there were gay campgrounds in California.
Yeah, God, that's the weirdest map I've ever seen in my life. I don't want to talk to these people and say, have you gone to the West Coast? Okay. What I want to do is be on my laptop.
Yes.
Downstairs.
Yes.
And I want to open, without transferring the file,
yeah.
I want to open Daniel's story, mm-hmm. write more downstairs mm-hmm. on my laptop and save it, mm-hmm. and then be able to come up here and open Daniel's story. And what you understand what I mean?
I do. That's
what
I want. Let me ask you this one simple question.
Yes.
What program do you use to write?
It's the Office ripoff. It's the Office, what's it called? I can look right now. Hold, please.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Open Office, I think it's called.
Okay, sure.
Yes, Open Office, mm-hmm. Apache Open Office 4.
Oh, very nice. So there's a couple of ways to do this. One of them is complex and one of them is incredibly easy. I'm going to guess which one you would like me to tell you.
Well, you know I always go for the complex.
It is, as long as the computers are within the same household on the same routers and whatnot, you can set up a home network, but it involves you going and on each computer and making things available to be shared. Like you have to, it's not automatic. You would have to say, I would like this directory to be shared so that other computers in my household can read and write to it, blah, blah, blah. But okay. As you are aware, we use a very simple technology here for you to give me your file, which is Google Drive. Google yes. Drive is just a drive that lives in the cloud. Anything that you save to Google Drive can be opened anywhere else that you can access Google Drive from. So if you were to save your document to Google Drive, then you could just open it on your laptop. Yes, yes.
I uploaded my folder with the
yes
with the
document in it
document
yes.
in it thank yes. you I'm older mm-hmm. I did just like I do with our show for you
yes.
I did it in my own place
yes
so that you could never see it
right
I didn't want to share it with you
right
and then I went downstairs mm-hmm. and I opened it and it's not writable. In other words, I saved the document and when I opened it
downstairs,
as it opened,
yes.
There was no way for me to type more or to continue with it. It saved it exactly as I had written it, and it didn't give me an opportunity to alter it or edit it or anything. So I think that there's
okay.
There's another step.
Yes, possibly, and I can certainly walk you through that because it would be incredibly tediously boring for people to.
Yeah, we'll do that another time.
But you can share your
screen.
We'll
do that another time. Are we running out of time, Daniel?
We are. You know what, Scott, though? It's always such a pleasure for any amount of time that I get to spend with you right here on this very show.
I would so much like to echo exactly that sentiment, but I just can't because I feel honesty is the best policy. You know I love you, darling, and you know I have fun every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Tuesday, whatever fucking day it is. So thank you very much, Daniel, for another wonderful time with you.
Good night, Scott.
Good night, Daniel.
Thank you for listening to That Darn Elvis. If you'd like to contact the show, you can email us, contact@thatdarnelvis.com, or send us a voicemail by going to voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com. You can always find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatdarnelvis. On Twitter, Scott is at Andy Vera, and Daniel is at Daniel Brewer.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.